Sure. I know your mannerisms. Okay.
Now we are.
Okay. Going live. Okay, it is 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Bachelman.
Here.
We're going to review the minutes from our last meeting on July 22nd. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is 2006 water bond payoff. Rosie.
Okay, I put a little bit of information in your packet. According to our accountant, Buzz Crone, I have enough money, or the city has enough money, in the debt reserve account, which is mainly used to a backup for our bonds in case we did, like we were short money in our bond fund. So he says there's enough to pay off our 2006 bond, and it comes to $186,000. Marcia has checked with Eismiller, and I've checked with the bank, and they're all good with going ahead and paying it off, which if you looked at the paperwork, it's going to save the water department, I think, about $198,000 by paying it off early.
Mike is excited.
Yeah, I can
look,
see it.
Look at Mike get excited.
So,
he didn't hadn't done it yet.
The one thing he did say is that, or Marcia said that I should have the council's approval to go ahead and pay
off early. Yep. So ultimately, there's, because we have that ability to pay off, there is sort of extra money that we can utilize for this, and that will help their general operating fund, if you will. So. Ultimately, any questions you have of Rosie on this? Anytime we can pay off bonds early, I think it's a positive thing. So,
absolutely.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve paying off water bonds from 2006 early?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thanks for your work on that, Rosie, and Leslie, and for Buzz's office as well, Buzz Crown's office. Department reports.
Yep.
I gave an update earlier that Eagle Park is all but finished. We just got to wrap up a couple of documents. We paid off the final bill for that. Eagle Park, or Blue River Trail, I'd say it's 95% done. We have one more ramp to concrete, and I think they were working on it before I came in. But, we have to deal with the railroad crossing, but other than that, we've got a little work to do on Main Street, and then we're going to be done with that. Other than that, we're plugging away. I've been working with our new code enforcement specialist, or what's his?
Coordinator,
taking care of some issues. So it's been busy, but we're getting there.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Gary?
All right, we received 33 applications for the police position, which I was very pleased. However, 5 is currently withdrawn due to some injuries. They won't be able to do the physical agility test. Some relocated, some accepted job opportunities outside law enforcement. So, but we got 28 going to testing, so I'm pretty happy with that. Currently, we have 3 positions open. Officer Sturgis will be graduating from the academy on the 22nd, so we're excited to have him back. Like I said earlier, I'm sure he's more excited than we are to be back working again and home with his family. SROs are gearing up and very excited to get back in the schools on Friday. And again, they're probably way more excited than the kids, so they're doing good there. Rachel Ball was selected for the second shift dispatch lead position, so she'll be taken over that position in the near future. Deputy Chief Anderson did a scam and fraud presentation today at St. Paul of the Cross through Edward Jones Wool Group, and he said there was about 30 people in attendance, and he said it went very well, had no issues, had a lot of good questions. Wheels of Whitley County event went well. It was done on the 2nd, and I think maybe somebody talked to the mayor about that too.
Yep.
Let him know that it was a good turnout and good day for it. So they did a little brownie lap around town, like the old brownie route, so they was excited about that. Other than that, just day to day.
Question of Gary. Yeah, apparently the organizer for Wheels of Whitley went around and talked to some of the restaurateurs and stuff in downtown, and they said they had a really great night, and a lot of the car owners had said they plan to bring some of their friends next year and stuff, so they're looking at expansion of that program, if you will. So, thank you. Sean?
Hey, we continue on our utility pole replacement project. Again, we had 186 that tested our field inspection when we did that. I know we're down, I think, under 80 or 90 now. We're really focusing on the east-west alley between Van Buren and Jackson Street. That's a main substation tie line, so very important for keeping everything downtown going. So we're, I think it's like a 60% fail rate on that line itself. So we're just rebuilding the entire line. So you'll see a bunch of new poles go through there here in the next few days. We did finish one this morning. We started a little bit early and got that one in before it got to 150 degrees today. So good work by my guys on that. Continuing on our Radio Road transmission line project, we have a small section of line there that we still own that we need to replace the poles and reconductor the foul. So they completed all the engineering. We're going to do an RFP for the material to see if we can get better lead times and prices. Then we'll move forward with that project. The fuel pumps, as we talked a little bit about, Dan's already heard, but, you know, I talked with the county and just asked if there's anything, you know, we need to look at, anything we need to do different, if I need to address anything. She said, no, it's going great. She appreciates our partnership, and they're actually putting DEF pumps in now for the diesel trucks. Right now we have to get big containers and fill them by hand, and now we'll be able to just go out there, swap our key, get diesel, swap it again, fill up your DEF, and you can go. So thanks to the county for doing that, being a great partner on that project. 2 weeks ago, I was able to fly out to New York City with the IMPA executive group. We talked with the three biggest bond rating agencies out there about the successes that IMPA's had and our future. We're looking at building a 250 megawatt combustion turbine in Anderson right now to replace some of the expiring and retiring coal plants. It's very important to keep our own generation up. When you fall subject to the market price is when, right now, it's really, really impactful on your rates. You know, we were able to tell these board rating agencies that at IMPA and passed on to Columbia City, all of our successes lead to the group success. So all of our growth is awesome for our bond rating. We got another great bond rating, A+. So, or a high A if you're Moody's. So rates are good. We bonded out to purchase the equipment for this CT combustion turbine. When it starts going, if anybody ever wants to go see that, we can get you a tour. It's really neat. It's worth doing. But we only buy about 30% of the power off the market, which is you can generate a lot cheaper than you can buy it off the market. When a lot of these people jumped in these agreements for the market pricing, it was $25 a megawatt hour, which is a lot of megawatts. Now it's $375 a megawatt hour to buy it off the market. So having that generation has been huge. Right now we're forecasted at anywhere between 25 and 27% lower than most of the IOUs and co-ops in the nation. So great job forethinking by them to get that generation put in years ago. Anything else? Bucket trucks. We have one order that was supposed to be here in June. It's going out here. Pushing it off till hopefully before the end of the year now. And we are getting quotes for our new bucket truck. It's 77-foot working height. We want to cut trees with it. This one's going to have a little different setup, so we can use it a lot more for line work as well. It'll be a lot more convenient. Other than that, I'll shut my mouth.
Questions of Sean? Thank you. Matt?
The first full week of JFL, practices are done. Speaking JFL, school's back in. We lost all of our summer seasonal help. That's why the pools went down to the next two weekends and not open during the week. And we put the SDI plaque at the SDI bridge, which is the one that goes across the river to Demoni Grimes and Kroger's. That was placed this last week. And other than that, we're just day to day.
Questions of Matt? Thank you. Kelly?
Three Rivers Barricade finished up our street striping yesterday. They had to come in and put turn arrows and stop bars in yet, and they finished that up. So that project is done now. Our concrete guys finished another 50-50 sidewalk. Hopefully we can get in there tomorrow and get dirt seed installed back around that, get that project buttoned up. We have a couple buried manholes that we have to raise over in Brennan's addition. Contractors come in and start moving dirt around at these houses and end up burying our manholes. And there's a couple of them that are probably a foot deep or so. And we got to get them raised up. So other than that, we got guys trimming. There's a group of four that are still trimming along streets and signs. And we got Pavement Solutions will be coming in doing some work in town on the streets.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you. Mike?
Right now we're working on some storm drains that have sinkholes. Next week and probably the next 3-4 weeks we might be flushing. We're going to be flushing hydrants. I just don't know how long.
I think that's important to know. I don't know if anybody's gotten information or questions regarding the discoloration of the water. Mike's been holding off on doing a flush because of kids being out of school and the splash pad going and things like that. So as soon as kids go back to school on Friday, which actually means next week, we will be doing flushing around the whole city. So that we should see some of that. Again, keep in mind the water is safe. It's just a matter of sometimes the stuff, you know, with pressure and things like that, sometimes stuff breaks loose in it. So, again, we always encourage people to have a water softener, which helps with a lot of that, but flushing will also help. So if you get those questions, just know flushing is planned for basically the next couple of weeks. That should help move some of that stuff out. So, questions of Mike? Thank you. Terry?
Mostly finished up at Eagle Park with the camera systems and public Wi-Fi. We have one more camera to install that will be centered on the swing area. We don't have one there. Installed new UPSs at most of our outside locations. These things are all cloud-based, so they send out email and notices to me if there's an issue or if there's a power outage. So hopefully we'll have a little bit better idea when batteries are going bad and UPSs in our server racks. The sign at Eagle Park's been up and running a couple weeks now. It's working pretty well. The only thing is we have to learn a new software, which is a lot more complicated than the last one. So once we get that figured out, we'll give it to the girls up at the park so they can run the sign.
Okay. Questions to Terry? Thank you. Mike?
Our sludge storage tank is back online. All the repairs were completed in-house by my staff, so we saved several thousand dollars on that. This past week, we had a variable frequency drive that runs one of our pumps at a lift station. It was overheating, shut down. When it overheats, it won't run to save itself. So they probably spent 6 or 8 hours troubleshooting that and was able to order a capacitor off Amazon for $6.64 to fix it. And bench feed, just to look at that drive, was probably $300-$400. So we saved a lot there and didn't have to replace the drive. Kudos to them. I mean, they do a great job. Thanks for a cover. Gray Wolf will be in on Monday to start that, to remove the cover. And this week, yesterday, we converted one of our irrigation tanks into an aerobic digester because since we're taking our one out of service, we start transferring from there into storage. So we've converted that over so we have a place to I've also made contact with IDEM on the ammonia issues that we've been having, and I got a meeting set up with them on the 19th.
Questions of Mike? Thank you. Tom?
Zach and Toby are still working with ESO, which is a software company that's taking over the new reporting software for the whole U.S. We're switching from NIFRS, which we've used for a long, long time, to a different software. And anyway, they're working to get that up and going. Toby's still working with Sierra Wireless, and that is the things that for our mobile data terminals. So trying to get that, keep those up and going. Sorry, I listened to this too. The state finally got back with us today. Land and Tim was approved through the state into the pension, so phone calls have been made to him to giving him his offer of employment, his actual offer of employment, and he will be starting September. The payroll starts at 6, but his first day will be Monday the 8th, and then we're running through a two-week Monday through Friday thing to getting through his book as fast as we can, so we can get him on the road and up and going. I'm sure he won't get it all the way done, but it's definitely a jump start to get that up and going. So congratulations to him. We're still working with Convoy Technology, which is a camera system that I told you guys about that we're looking to put on 107. Speaking of 107, Toby and I drove it down to Indianapolis yesterday for some repairs. It's nothing major, but if we didn't get them addressed now, they would have turned into major repairs. So the wear pads on the ladder would slide, the section slide, things like that needed to be replaced. Just some things that needed to be addressed on it. And then in September, there's a state initiative through the State Fire Marshal's Office. Kroger's will be doing a fill the truck for local food banks, so we'll be doing that in conjunction with our local Kroger sometime in September. The date really hasn't been narrowed down specifically, but that'll be happening as well. Other than that.
Question to Tom. Thank you. Rosie.
Leslie is at the State Board of Accounts class right now, learning a bunch of stuff. And today, this morning, the State Board of Accounts ended up here starting their audits for 2023 and 2024. And the mayor and me and Leslie's been working on budgets.
Yes, we have. On that note, State Board of Accounts is in my conference room because there's nowhere else to put them in City Hall, which is why you all got change of venue for our department head meetings. However, for like budget meetings coming up and stuff, I think we'll still be able to potentially do that in my office. So we'll figure that out. There's a lot of things going on right now. But obviously the budget is the biggest thing right now. So Rosie's kind of going through and looking at, you know, where maybe we're a little high and things like that. And then we'll be working, after she talks with Leslie, and then we'll be working together to figure out where kind of our numbers are. So I think the original estimate of what we need to cut at this moment is $400,000, which seems like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money, but it's not as bad as I thought it could be. So I guess that's a silver lining-ish. So we're going to continue to work on that. That will not be the number that you guys will see, but that's kind of the starting spot. Is that fair?
Yeah, and just as a reminder, we always do go in high.
Yes.
Because the assessed valuation really affects our tax rate.
Yes.
And then, and so we don't want to lose any revenue that we can get. So it will be a little high, but we can always cut it when it comes back.
And I will also tell you that along that same line, I had Ashley pull every city tax rate across the state of Indiana. Out of the 120 cities, we are the 9th lowest city tax rate of all 120 cities across the state of Indiana. Okay? So, just put that in the back of your head to know that as we continue to try to make Columbia City a great place to live, work, and play. and build a future together. I got the opportunity to be a part of Mission 25 ribbon cutting ceremony last Thursday. That went great, had a great turnout, and that space is really, really cool. If you've not taken a look at it, get a hold of Sean. I'm sure she'd show you, you know, she'd give you the tour. Also remember that we contribute our opioid dollars to them for programmatic purposes for addiction recovery services. So I think it's a great opportunity. Our money did not go to build their building, for the record, but it did go for the programs inside that building, which is, I think, a really cool thing. So thank you to Tad for sitting through lunch with the mayor with me last week. Hopefully that was a valuable discussion for you. Also, congratulations to Dan on your retirement this past week. A kind of a note of information is that because of some of the changes of policy on Facebook, we are going to be hopefully in September doing our live broadcast of this meeting and every other city meeting on YouTube, not on Facebook. Facebook has changed policy so that automatically delete videos, things like that. We're already uploading them afterwards to YouTube, so we're just going to live stream directly there. It'll be there for posterity's sake. We are working with Nathan Bilger, who set up the county system, to help us set up our system that way. So again, if everything goes to plan, which it may not, but everything goes to plan, we will be live streaming these meetings and every other meeting straight to YouTube rather than to Facebook going forward in September. So seeing if there's anything else I need to tell you about. I need to see Tom and Kelly and Jenny and Dan after the meeting, please. Dan.
Against buyers.
No. Not this time.
Not this time. All right. No, last Thursday was an extremely awesome day for me. I'm pretty sure I'm not worthy of everything I received that day. But yeah, it's a weird feeling to be retired. Hopefully it gives me more time to be functional with the city now, but it's I'm just truly blessed and thankful for all the people that showed up, and I don't know what else to say. I was just kind of in awe of the whole day. So thank you guys for everybody, and thanks to the public and everybody here. I really, really appreciate that day. It was truly special, so thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Jennifer.
A couple of things. First of all, the Arts Commission Studio Art Tour is on the 6th from 9 a.m. to 2. The day before that is Columbia City Connects Arts Around the Square during First Friday in the evening. Both of those are going to be great opportunities for artists in the community to showcase their work and get out there and be seen. We do still have a couple of spots available for people that want to participate in the studio art tour. They would just need to contact me if they're interested in doing that. We can take a couple more, but the deadline is the 15th, so it's coming up.
Good, good. How's the historical, putting on a different hat, how's the historical art of the museum thing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, good.
This year's exhibit is really awesome. It's lots of different sorts of things. Last year, we were mostly in the 2D art kind of range, lots of paintings and that sort of stuff. This year we have fiber arts, we have clay, we have a lot of photography, wood carving, all kinds of things. So.
And if residents want to see that, it's what, weekdays?
It's open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Is it actually in the museum, or is it in the...
It's in the annex.
The annex,
the back. Okay. There's no charge to come and see it. It will also be open in conjunction with our studio art tour, and there will be artists set up there as well.
Great.
So that's an option if people don't want to have people come to their house or into their home studio. Yeah. They can actually take their studio on the road, and some of the artists I've talked to are actually planning to do some activities or have things available for people to do during the tour.
Great.
We're also going to have live music this year, which is adding like another to mention.
Jerry, Warner.
You know, maybe that's next year. The nice thing about it, too, is the majority of activity will be kind of located in the vicinity of the Hockmeyer,
yeah.
Nagney office,
yeah.
Into the alley there. Mm-hmm. We'll have music next to the sanctuary shops, and then there will be activities at the museum, too.
Cool.
So
very good.
Kind of in that vicinity, there will be...
Blockish.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Ted.
So today we had a redevelopment commission, and we have a lot of things going on, but nothing to report because a lot of stuff is pending, right, Jim? We're just kind of just waiting to hear from the state on some testing. And yeah. So we are actually doing things there, but nothing really concrete to report this time. And then,
unfortunately, there's no deliverables right now.
Yeah, no. And some of them we've been trying to deliver for like a decade.
Yeah,
right?
So, for sure.
And then Gary and I and our ordinance committee met today and worked on 5 or 6 revisions and a couple new ones kind of thing. And although we had a very good time, we actually got some things accomplished today. So Marshall will be working on those to bring to us here probably within the next month or so.
Okay.
Speaking on that, just so everybody knows, we've been working on a Jake brake, which is a engine, mm-hmm. engine brake.
Yeah.
For some time.
When someone's trying to brake.
For quite some time.
You get the point.
Yeah. Yes.
For quite some time. So we got that all shored up, and it should be coming in front of council here shortly to be able to start getting some signs up and helping some residents out in the area.
Jenny.
I have none.
You're
going
to have a
Jake
break.
Nothing. Okay, well, no press, no audience.
No, I think it's.
So we call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.